This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Russia invades Ukraine.
The opening phase of a Russian attack.
A nation under siege.
Ukraine has now declared martial law.
Global condemnation.
In the name of humanity, bring your troops back.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Charlie Daggett in Kyiv, Ukraine, with the CBS World News Roundup. Air raid sirens wail here in the Ukrainian capital. We've heard several explosions, and there have been blasts in other major cities, too, as Russian troops invade. Two fighter jets roared overhead behind us. President Vladimir Putin called it a special military operation, as he announced it on television. And he threatened any country that tries to interfere. Ukraine's president has declared a state of emergency.
It was the biggest attack by one state on another in Europe since World War II. Convoys of Russian tanks were seen rolling across the borders in the north, south, and east. Ukrainian president addressed the nation, calling on all citizens to defend the country. Russia has attacked our state in a cunning way, he said, in the way Nazi Germany did in the Second World War. Russia said it was hitting military targets, but videos showed destroyed apartment blocks and dead bodies. Shocked Ukrainians couldn't believe what was happening. I'm alone at work, she says. Where will I run? Where do I go? Please tell me.
My colleague, Holly Williams, is in the city of Kharkiv, which is only about 20 miles from the border with Russia.
It was just after 5 a.m. local time that we started hearing a series of loud thuds, a dozen, perhaps two dozen of them, clearly large explosions. They've continued sporadically, by the way. Shortly after that, Ukraine confirmed that it was under attack, saying that they were Russian missile strikes targeting its military infrastructure. Ukraine now says that Russian forces have come across its borders, including just near here in Kharkiv. However, we have not seen them in the city at this point. Ukraine says that it will distribute weapons to veterans and volunteers so that they can continue the fight.
Also here in Kyiv, the Interior Ministry is reporting that Ukrainian forces are involved in combat on the outskirts of the capital, claiming to have shot down three Russian helicopters trying to attack a military airport. Steve?
Well, Charlie, in a statement overnight, President Biden called the Russian invasion a needless act of aggression, and he's due to announce fresh sanctions against Moscow. CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The president has been in contact with his national security team throughout the night. He also spoke by phone at one point with Ukrainian President Zelensky. He has called an emergency meeting today of G7 leaders. All this shelling actually began during an emergency UN meeting in New York last night, which demonstrated how isolated Russia now is.
At the Pentagon, CBS News national security correspondent David Martin.
The president has been clear that U.S. troops are not going to go into Ukraine, even to rescue Americans who are trapped there. The U.S. role right now is to help with the flow of refugees, both in Poland and coming across Ukraine's southern border. And then beyond that, it will be to reinforce NATO. We have something like 8,500 troops on alert back here in the United States, ready to go to NATO to reinforce that eastern flank.
Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster.
What you see is Russia and Putin in particular trying to restore Russia to national greatness. And this goes back to the collapse of the Soviet Union. in 1991. And what Putin has been driven by since that time, and since he took over in 2000, 22 years ago, he's been driven by an obsession with restoring Russia to national greatness.
There's no clear information on the number of casualties in Ukraine, but President Zelensky has called on people to donate blood where soldiers are hospitalized. On CBS Mornings, Republican Congressman Michael McCaul. He is the ranking member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
We haven't seen anything like this since Hitler invaded Poland in World War II. I just hope this is not the beginning of World War III.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
There are still Americans inside Ukraine as this Russian invasion unfolds. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The U.S. Embassy is warning Americans about Russian attacks in a number of major cities across Ukraine, from Odessa along the Black Sea to Kharkiv in the northeast. It's advising Americans to take cover. Even falling debris from an intercepted missile or drone, it says, can represent a significant risk. And further Russian military action, it says, can occur at any time without warning.
From Paris, CBS's Elaine Cobb has more on global reaction to this new war in Europe.
The president of the European Commission says Putin is responsible for bringing war back to Europe. Ursula von der Leyen promised swift and tough sanctions against Russia. China was less equivocal, but called on all sides to exercise restraint. Germany called it a flagrant breach of international law. Britain says it's a catastrophe for Europe. And French President Emmanuel Macron called on Russia to immediately end its military operations. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Correspondent Margaret Brennan tells us it's expected this invasion will likely displace hundreds of thousands of people in no time at all, creating a new refugee crisis.
You are looking at U.S. projections of upwards of 5 million refugees who, according to the United States, would likely spill into NATO-allied countries that border them. That means Poland. That means Romania. Some of those countries where the U.S. has plussed up forces to help buttress NATO.
Russian stocks plunged 40% and trading was halted when news of the invasion came. The ruble hit a record low against the dollar. U.S. exchanges are poised for about a 2% drop at the opening. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Stocks are dropping and oil is rising. It is likely that gas prices are going to rise at least temporarily by at least maybe 5, 10, 15 cents to 20 cents a gallon.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Two prosecutors in charge of the New York investigation into former President Trump's business dealings resigned. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says it raises questions about the future of the probe.
When you have the prosecutors who were brought in to put together a case against Trump decide abruptly that they're leaving the DA's office, it's at least a suggestion that there's disagreements among the head office.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered the state's child welfare agency to investigate reports of gender-confirming care for transgender kids as child abuse. Opponents say the directive is a first by any governor. Immediate impact is not clear. Well, parts of Texas are dealing with icy conditions.
Yeah, I spun out on the ice, hit that wall, and it messed up my wheel.
It's part of a storm system stretching on up into the Ohio Valley. The Northeast gets ice and snow tonight. That's the CBS World News Roundup. For Charlie Daggett in Ukraine, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.